Real estate cycles. The value of real estate is affected by a wide range of factors. Personal preferences, which are purely subjective values, affect the value of real estate. A neighborhood may be popular for some time, only to fall out of fashion later. Some of the determinants of value are more objective than personal preference. Supply and demand are perhaps the primary determinants of real estate values. When the demand for real estate is high and the supply low, prices in the marketplace go up. Likewise, prices decline when the supply is high and demand is low. The real estate market does not respond as quickly to changes in supply and demand as other products. The slow response time is due to the lag time involved in real estate development and the relatively long time it takes to complete a transaction. Supply can be restricted by several factors, including land costs may increase as land for residential properties becomes scarce as the cost of vacant land available for development increases. Increases in the cost of land will ultimately lead to higher density and higher value uses. For example, land once in the value range of single-family development may now only be suitable for multifamily or commercial development because of its cost. Construction, labor, and material costs. As labor and material costs increase, supply may be constricted. Taxation affects the supply of real estate both by income tax policy and the level of property tax. Taxes on real property are referred to as ad valorem taxes, according to value. Economics affects supply in that the monetary policies of the Federal Reserve and the fiscal policies of the United States Congress affect the availability of funds in the marketplace. A policy that results in an abundance of funds to be loaned at low interest rates affects the supply of real estate. Local government building codes and zoning ordinances tend to restrict supply regardless of their perceived value. The growth policies of a city council or other local government authority may range from all growth is good growth to slow or no growth. How these preferences are applied when permitting new projects affects supply. The demand for real estate is affected by growth in employment is the primary driver of demand. As job opportunities expand, raw land is developed into residential subdivisions. As these subdivisions grow, commercial development follows. Transportation systems have a direct effect on value. The expansion of a freeway or light rail system makes the residential development of raw land feasible. Commuters have traditionally moved farther out to the suburbs of a major job center in order to purchase more home for less money. The trade-off is a longer commute. As transportation costs rise, the cost benefit of living farther from job centers decreases. Personal preference for an area is important, but falls far behind jobs and transportation in priority. The availability of credit has a direct impact on demand. The pool of available buyers expands in times of easy credit and contracts when credit standards tighten. Likewise, buyers are drawn into the market when mortgage rates are low. Federal government policy affects demand in several ways. Federal income tax policy favors homeownership by allowing the deduction of home mortgage interest and property taxes, and the Federal Reserve monetary policies can expand or constrict the nationwide supply of mortgage funds. As a general rule, national real estate values tend to increase over the long run. For the typical family, the long-term appreciation of residential real estate means that there is an economic advantage to owning a home versus renting. The larger economy is affected by economic cycles. The economy's cyclical nature means that economic activity tends to grow for a while, followed by a downward turn in activity. The economy is said to be in a recession when a significant decline in economic activity, spread across the economy, lasts more than a few months. The downward trend in economic activity is normally visible in employment, real estate sales, and retail activity. Recessions in 1990 and 2001 impacted the U.S. economy and were followed by what is known as the Great Recession of 2007 to 2009. In the short term, values fluctuate and can do so dramatically. At any given time, the value of a home may be increasing or decreasing. Because most people's primary motivation for home ownership is shelter, short-term fluctuations in property values are of little concern to the homeowner who does not wish to sell. As long as the home is providing adequate shelter, the value is of little consequence in the short run. At the national level, the value of residential real estate is affected by many factors, including federal government tax policy, capital gains tax treatment, coupled with income tax deductions, credits, and exemptions, affect the demand for real estate. For the homeowner, the most significant tax benefits include deductibility of mortgage interest payments, deductibility of real property taxes, exemptions from capital gains taxation on the sale of a primary residence. The exemption is up to $500,000 for a married couple filing jointly and up to $250,000 for an individual. To qualify, the property must have been the individual's primary residence for two of the previous 5 years. The supply of money has an impact on economic cycles and real estate values. Federal, state, and local governments borrow large sums of money every year, which affects the supply of funds available to non-governmental borrowers, including businesses and consumers. The monetary policies of the Federal Reserve affect the availability of funds and interest rates. As inflation becomes a concern in the national economy, the Federal Reserve pursues policies that increase rates and constrict the economy. As economic activity declines, the Federal Reserve does just the opposite by pursuing policies that reduce rates and stimulate employment. Interest rates are affected by many factors that impact real estate. During periods of high inflation, lenders are less willing to commit to long-term mortgages with the fear that holding a portfolio of below-market mortgages is a risky business for them. At the local level, economic cycles and real estate values are affected by availability of employment. If jobs are not available within a reasonable commuting distance, there may be limited demand for housing. An area with a robust real estate market may experience a local real estate recession if one or more large local employers shut down or lay off a large number of workers. Of course, the reverse is true if local employers expand hiring. Population trends affect economic activity. As it moves into retirement age, the baby boom generation affects local markets as they move from two-story homes in a cold climate to single-story homes in Arizona or Florida. The availability of a trained labor force impacts economic cycles. A shortage of trained workers can exacerbate a recession and slow economic recovery. Local government policy affects economic cycles. A local community may not see the full benefit of a national economic expansion if it pursues a slow or no-growth policy. A community can slow economic growth by applying restrictive zoning policies. A community can also pursue a slow or no-growth policy by merely refusing to authorize the expansion of infrastructures such as sewer services, water supply, and roads. By far, the most critical determinant of value in residential real estate is the size of the employment market. While potential buyers have preferences regarding location, climate, scenic views, and other desirable characteristics, jobs drive the demand for housing in most markets. The availability of employment additionally determines other real estate activities. As single-family development spreads from the core of an employment center, office, retail, and multifamily development follow. Living patterns, which mainly address the desirability of an area, are a factor, but are far less critical than the availability of employment. Certain desirable features, such as golf courses, scenic views, and recreation facilities, can attract the retirement market even in the absence of a strong employment base. Immigration and the housing market. According to statistics from the United States Census Bureau, immigration accounted for over 84% of the U.S. population growth between 2023 and 2024. Today, just over 1 in 4 children under the age of 18 live in a home with at least one foreign-born parent. The fastest-growing ethnic groups in the United States are Asians and Hispanics. Those born in Mexico and other Latin American countries made up over 50% of the foreign-born population in 2022. Traditionally, immigrants come to this country as renters. However, current numbers show that foreign-born homebuyers are catching up with native-born buyers as they become more established and economically sound. The foreign-born population grew 54% during the 1990s, and a staggering one in 5 births was to a foreign-born woman in 1999. Hispanics account for the most significant growth, but Asians have the fastest rate of growth. What does this mean for the housing market? According to the Fannie Mae Foundation, half of the homeowners in 1990 were immigrants. The homeownership rate in 1998 was equal for foreign-born and native-born. By 2010, 80% of first-time buyers were estimated to be immigrants,